Hi, this is Marcy Hill, and I am here with Ms. Amina Hanan, Executive Director of Blogging While Brown Conference. Hey, Amina, how are you?
I'm great, Marcy. Thanks for having me on and interviewing me.
Yeah, we finally had our chance to get together because I feel like I've been stalking you, Amina. I'm silly, but seriously, I wanted to talk to you because I attended Blogging While Brown last year, and I had such a great time. And I would like to share information on my site about this year's conference. So could you give me a little background about Blogging While Brown?
Sure, Marcy. Blogging While Brown is a social media and technology conference for bloggers of color. We began in 2008 with our first conference in Atlanta. Since then, we've gone on to Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and this year for our fifth annual conference, we're going to be in Philly. Really, Blogging While Brown is all about the collaboration and education of bloggers of color. It gives us a chance to get together and network and to learn about keeping up with the latest in technology and social media. So it's just a really great chance for people who are bloggers or people who are techies and even people who are business people, because everything now has to have a technology component. So it's just a great time for us to get together to learn more, to kind of increase our reach within the world of social media and technology.
So why did Blogging While Brown start?
Well, it started because back in, and of course things have changed significantly now, 5 years later, but in 2008 there seemed to be a widespread dissatisfaction among bloggers of color who are attending more mainstream blogging conferences, and we just didn't see ourselves there, and they weren't addressing issues that we had at the time. So it was started because we just felt that there were things that we needed to address in our communities as far as technology and how we use technology, how we interpret the technology, and just where it can take our communities. And that's just something that we weren't seeing. So that's one of the reasons why it was started.
And Blogging While Brown, is it directed just for African-American bloggers, or can anybody attend?
Anyone can attend the conference, of course. Like I said, it was started because of a widespread dissatisfaction among bloggers of color, and we've kind of grown to embrace others in our community as well. We're open to, we have Latino bloggers that attend, we have Caucasian bloggers that attend, and like I said, of course, it was started because of our dissatisfaction and what we wanted. But the thing about it is, once you start something like this, it's always, if it's good, it's always going to attract other people, and that's what you want. That's a good thing. But at the same time, we have not forgotten what our base is and what our core reason for existing is. It's to give education and opportunities to bloggers of color.
And the conference this year is, you said this year is in Philadelphia. Could you tell us more about that event?
It's going to be June 1st to the 2nd at the Chemical Heritage Foundation, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we are really excited this year because for the first time in our five-year history, we're going to be offering two full days of programming. And in the past, we had Friday, which is our education day, which included our blogger beginning blogger boot camp. And then we would have our panels on Saturday. But this year, we're going to have two full days of programming, which will include our business blogging programming on Friday, which will really help bloggers serious about blogging take things to the next level. And then we have some really exciting things coming up on Friday night that we're going to be announcing soon. And then on Saturday, that's when we have our traditional breakout sessions. And if you go to our website, bloggingwhilebrown.com, you can learn more about our speakers and about some of our panels and sessions that we have now.
To go back to the early Blogging While Brown conference, when you first started, about how many people attended and how has it grown over the years?
Okay, when Blogging While Brown was first started in 2008, in Atlanta, our first year, I think there were about 70 bloggers there. And we've just kind of grown exponentially over the years. And we're to the point now where we have anywhere between 250 to 300 bloggers attend, which is, it's not a tiny number, but it's not a large number. But it's, to me, it's just right, because it still allows you to meet different types of bloggers, but it's still small enough where it still feels intimate, it still feels personalized, and you get a chance to kind of meet and greet everyone, and you don't feel like you're overwhelmed by all the information and all the people.
Well, I personally enjoyed my experience last year because that was my first Blogging While Brown experience. And I also had attended Blog World the year before, and it, to me, like you said, it was more intimate, and it was an event like never before, because a couple of the people I connected with, we still keep in touch. Actually more than a couple, which I thought was really cool, because I leave a lot of networking events and I look at the cards and say, oh, I don't know who it is, but I'll just email it anyway. Email them.
Yeah, but that's one thing that we pride ourselves on, Blogging While Brown Blends. We like to call ourselves the Blogging While Brown family, and that's something, and it's true, because when you leave there, we're gonna follow you on Twitter. You're gonna meet people who are gonna follow you on Twitter. They're gonna friend you on Facebook. You're gonna dialogue and connect with them. You're gonna connect over whether it be watching television shows, talking about technology over Twitter, events, things that are going on, socio-political things that are going on. There's always going to be a connection, and we pride ourselves on that. And even when you go to other conferences, because I was just at South by Southwest in March, and that's one thing that happened. It's like we were like, oh, you know, where are you? You know, we hit each other up on Twitter, and we're all gravitating towards each other, you know, to talk about our new projects, to see what's going on. So you're going to meet people who are going to become part of your blogging and technology family of Blogging While Brown. We're just there for the event. We're really there to help each other in our careers and our endeavors and what we're doing, and we pride ourselves on that reputation.
And if we wanted to, well, anybody other than, how can people find Blogging While Brown online?
Just visit our website, www.bloggingwhilebrown.com, and follow us on Twitter at BWB Conference.
And do you guys have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do. We have a Facebook page. It's just search Blogging While Brown, and we'll come up.
And did you have anything else you wanted to add about the upcoming conference or any Blogging While Brown activities that you have going on?
Right now, like I said, we're in the final stages of preparation for our conference, so we're going to have some big announcements coming out this week as well as next week. And also, I would like to let people know is that we have Blogging While Brown. We have our membership. It's $50 annual membership. It gets you 20% off conference registration. Plus, there are a lot of great opportunities that we offer to our members that we don't necessarily offer to the general body. This past for South by Southwest, there were opportunities for our members to man the Blacks in Technology social media site, and for that they received a conference pass for South by Southwest, which is valued at $1,000. So those are some of the great perks and things that come from being a Blogging While Brown member. Plus, we have a series of things that are coming up locally in different areas, and if you're a member, you get to attend those things for free. And also, you know, when we have opportunities that we present to our members, you're the first person we call. You're not the second. You're not the third. You're not a contingency plan. And that's one of the great things about Blogging While Brown is that we look out for bloggers who are actively engaged in our space and who are trying to make a difference and learn more. And that's, we want to support those bloggers because we are here for you all. We're not just a conference that happens once a year. Like I said, we're a family, we're a business, and we try to offer opportunities to bloggers of color.
Okay, well, that concludes my questions for you, unless you have anything else you'd like to add.
No, I'm just looking forward to seeing everyone in Philadelphia. Just check out our website, bloggingwhilebrown.com.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, Amina.
Thank you, Marcy.